I'll try and skip the khutbah so I can take more time. There are many aspects of many aspects of the Holy Quran that we can talk about. I very quickly want to talk about just one dimension of the Holy Quran and probably develop onto that in the next 15 minutes. Every language has two parts. And in Arabic we call it Nazm and Nathr. Nazm is basically poems and Nathr is basically prose. Poems and prose. But the Arabic language has three things. It has the poetry, Nazm. It has the Nathr, which is the prose. And it also has the Holy Quran, which is beyond the two. Earlier on, when you were hearing two great scholars, Dr. Bahmanpour and Dr. Shumali, who went into explaining the importance of the Holy Quran and the different dimensions. I would like to thank Dr. Jahangir and all the other members of MSN for giving me the opportunity to speak to you all. How can you attract the younger audience to pay more attention to the Holy Quran? You cannot transfer something to the children and the younger audience if you do not have it in you. Okay, something you don't possess, you cannot give. According to philosophy, something you don't possess, you cannot give. Okay? Now, there is a law in philosophy. فَاقِدُ شَيْ لَا يُؤْتِي. You know, something you don't possess, you cannot give. So you first need to understand that all of you must give the importance to the Holy Quran to be able to transfer that importance to the children or to the younger audience. Secondly, they will never understand the importance of the Holy Quran if they cannot relate to the Holy Quran. Being too tall can sometimes have problems. Okay, sorry. Now, if they cannot relate to the Holy Quran, they will not associate. Unfortunately, look at the cartoons these days. The children live to be the cartoons. They want to adapt the character of the cartoon. I want the same shoes, I want the same hat, I want the same school bag, everything. Okay? You are in competition with the greatest of the shaitani powers. Who is in competition? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the scholars, I don't want to mention his name in case you don't get the right impression, if I cannot transfer the right impression. You know, you have to give a deposit if you fight an election. Yes? That if you don't get, for example, let's say 500 votes, then your deposit is taken from you. So if I wanted to fight the election and there are 100,000 votes, I must get at least 500 votes to have my deposit returned to me. Let's say £5,000 of deposit. This scholar said that if today Shaitan went to elections with God, Allah would lose his deposit. Yes? I didn't want to mention his name so you get the wrong impression. No, I don't want to give the wrong impression. But that's how powerful the media is today. From very early childhood, when the children do not even know how to speak, they already have associations and relations. In the competition, we need to give the children, they must feel an association with the Holy Quran, and they must feel that we have a relationship with the Holy Quran. Okay? Now, you know, for example, how sometimes a child says, I want my mother now. Meaning they know that the others cannot help. Even the father cannot help. It is the mother's job now. She needs to come in and give the comfort to that toddler. Yes? That's how close a person should feel. How can they do that? I have a theory that I've picked up from some of the other faiths. I don't want to mention too much into that. So, a terminology that inshallah you'll all note down, remember, and look into later on. You can Google it, you can, I don't want to mention even that, but you can do your own research on it. Something which is called scriptural reasoning. Scriptural reasoning, okay? You get the script, the size of Surah Al-Fatiha. Choose parts of the Holy Quran, especially stories from the Prophet ﷺ and other stories, okay? That have lessons. You choose a small passage, you write it in Arabic, and you also write the English. And you make them read the Arabic, and then you make them read the English, and they can associate with the English. At least the age of 7, 8, minimum, I think I would personally say, 9 onwards. Before that, the children are not strong enough to do any of that, okay? 9 onwards. Especially, unfortunately, some of the state schools make the children so dumb that they cannot even at the age of 9 analyze a text. Okay? The schools in some parts of the UK are basically trained to keep the children at a much lower level. Some schools are quite advanced. Okay? Now, at the age of 9, you have a small paragraph. They read, for example, the words, and then you give them the English and you say, okay, this word is this in Arabic. So they can understand the translation. And then you say, what do you learn? What are the lessons? Who does it? The teacher just sits down in a circle. So they all sit down, let's say, not too big a group. 5 to 10, maximum 10, okay? 5 to 10 students sit down around on the floor or in a circle on chairs, and the teacher sits down and says, okay, I'll read. Sometimes it is good to have volunteers read the Arabic and then volunteers read the English, and then start it off and say, okay, these are the words. What do you understand from these words? And let the children say what they understand. You will be surprised at times what they come up with. And if they make mistakes, say, well, where does it say in the text what you are saying? Okay, this is called textual reasoning. Okay, textual reasoning. Now, make the children associate. Let me just quickly say a few. Someone will inshallah indicate when my time is over. You'll tell me, please. She's doing it. Because I was sitting on the other right and I couldn't see her do that. No, it's okay. Now, there are so many ahadith. Look at the verses of the Holy Quran. I did not choose a long sermon, but look at the verses. In Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Holy Prophet on the Day of Judgment will complain, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. They abandoned the Holy Quran. God forbid. Okay? Look at the verses when Ayatollah Jawadi Amli goes into the tafsir of this verse from Surah Baqarah. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ. He says the best month of the year is the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is the blessing? You have more prayers? No. You fast in this month? No. You give homes or zakat? At the end of it, you have zakat al-fitrah? No. الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ. The greatest message of the month of Ramadan is that Allah revealed the Holy Quran in it. How many of us actually look at the Holy Quran and pay attention to the words what we're reading? How many of us on regular basis at least read a page and pay attention to it? Until we ourselves give the importance to the Holy Quran, we'll not be able to transfer that love and respect to the Holy Quran. Once I heard Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi say that Allama Tabatabai used to not get up from the ground when he had the Quran in front of him. You know, he would usually have a wooden piece that carries the Holy Quran. He would not stand up. He would pick up the Holy Quran and stand up. That I do not wish to be higher than the Holy Quran and standing up. That's when you become Allama Tabatabai. That's when you become the greatest Mufassir of the Holy Quran, when you have so much respect. You know, these maraji, they don't just adapt to mustahabbat when they become a marja taqlid. Now I have to do mustahabbat. Now I have to do because I'm a marja. No, they were doing all of those things and Allah gave them the blessing to become what they became. When you adapt all of those respects, mustahabbat, obligations, and so much love and passion, that's when you become so great. Not that when I become great, I'll try and do those things. You only become great because you do those things. And even greatness does not mean fame, money, wealth. No, these are not greatness. Even if you never become famous, you may still have that self-respect because you do all of those things. Okay? Now, how many of us have that? You know, the greatest problem the teachers have, one of the lectures by Atala Jawadi Hamli recently in Qom, he gave for ulama. People, you know, the students went, people like me went and said, Agha, can you admonish us? Can you tell us off? So he said, you know, your greatest problem, he didn't say to me directly. He said to all the people that were present, he said, our greatest problem is not that we don't know. It's not ilm. Our greatest problem is amal. The people who become religious, they unfortunately, people like me and you, because we're all religious, we're teaching, unfortunately the biggest problem that we sometimes build without realizing, I'm exempted. This rule applies to the others. I'm a teacher. It doesn't apply to me. I'm mudarris-e akhlaq. I teach akhlaq, so I don't need it. I'm exempted. I teach others about the respect of the Holy Quran, so I'm exempted. I don't need it. Hang on. You need it more than anyone else. Imam Ali alayhi salam says very beautiful saying in Nahj al-Balagha, whoever intends to have, you know, to purify the souls of other people, فَلْيَبْدَى بِتَّهَذِيبَ نَفْسِهِ. He must start from himself. He must start from herself and himself. Whoever intends to purify others, he must start purifying themselves first. And unfortunately, we exempt ourselves. Yes? No, there are no exceptions. The Holy Prophet did not say, okay, 17 rakat wajib. No, he did. He said, Allah made 51 rakat wajib on me and you're only one third of what obligations I have. Being so pure, but yet so many obligations. So don't make yourself exempted from what you are telling the students. Okay? In English, there is a proverb. Do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. Now, unfortunately, we do have a similar hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not unfortunately, meaning it is wrong, but it's criticizing the people of the last of the times. He praises the people in the last of the time, Akhir al-Zaman, but this is a criticism. He says, many of the community leaders in the end of the time, in Akhir al-Zaman, just take our hadith and teachings from them, don't look at their character, otherwise you will leave us as well. Okay? What happens is that we exempt ourselves. Do not make yourself an exception. So everything that I say to anyone is first for myself, and then for the others. The other thing, very quickly I want to say, one of my teachers once said to us, he said, why are you reading? I was reading a book, very young. Why are you reading this book? Friend of mine, he was also reading, and he quickly, before I could say anything, he said, so we can teach others. He said, no, that's the wrong intention. Never make that intention. You're reading for your own knowledge and to change yourself. If you happen to ever get a chance to share what you know with others and change them as well, then it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But everything you learn is for yourself. Okay? So everything? Okay. Everything for yourself. I've got 4 minutes and inshallah I'll finish within my 4 minutes. Everything you learn is for yourself. Now, unfortunately, what we do is we become teachers, and if you realize, time flies. Al-Furasu ka-Sahab, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Free time. Furas is the plural of Fursa. Free time. Your free time is like a cloud. It comes without informing you, passes by very quickly. Yes? We have been, some of us have been teaching for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. But have we in those 5 to 10 years ever read the Holy Quran from the beginning to the end with the intention of understanding it and with small commentary? How many of us? Okay. It is important that at least we do one daura of the Holy Quran, one from the beginning to the end, from the Ba'af Bismillah Ar-Rahim to the Sina wa Nas, from the beginning to the end. In all the Hawza and Qom and Najaf, they would do a short tafsir, tafsir safi by Faiz Kashani, from the beginning to the end. So all of Quran, some words and a short tafsir. If you cannot do Al-Mizan, you can't do Majmal Bayan, then do at least some, you know, like in English, Mir Ahmad Ali or someone, I don't know. So, you know, you have 20-30 volume sets of tafsir. If you don't have time, over 20 years, we don't plan. So there should be
a plan for you that I'm going to be teaching that many weeks, and I need to prepare for all of these weeks, and I need to change myself and give importance to the Holy Quran. Now, social media, tonight I have a lecture somewhere, addiction to social media. Now, I was reading on it. Social media is so addictive that you, every now and then, I myself am a victim of that. You take out your phone and you say, well, you know, I've got 200 messages already now. I just delete 180 of those, get a chance to read 20, and the rest I'll just, without reading, delete. Some I don't even read, I don't even open. But you look every 5 minutes, you look at it, you look at your phone, your messages and everything. Guess if that, you know, that much time you spent on the Holy Quran every day. Yes? It is quite difficult for us to keep teaching the children, and we don't adapt to those teachings ourselves. In the last 2 minutes, I want to very quickly say, there were many stories in mind that we could very quickly relate. Yes? The best usloob and the method of the Holy Quran is giving stories. A child associates with the story, and an older person also. Every age likes to hear the most beautiful stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly mentions the story and then he says a lesson. If you pick up the stories of the Holy Quran and sit down with the children, read with them, there are lessons. What have you learned from it? And then also read someone like Tafsir-e Noor of, Sheikh Mohsin Qarati, Parables of the Holy Quran. There are many other examples who analyze very quickly stories of the Holy Quran. Yes? Pick out the Qasas of Quran, one paragraph, and very quickly analyze. What are the lessons to be learned? Sheikh Mohsin Qarati just quickly mentions on one page, these are all the lessons that I have learned from this story. These are all the lessons that I've learned from these ayat. Very short, easy, simple, and attractive. It is very attractive. Okay? The children need to feel a relation with the Holy Quran and attraction to the Holy Quran. And they should be adapting those teachings in their life. When they read, they can associate and practice those things. Okay? Look at the methods that the Jews use, for example, on Saturday schools and the Christians on Sunday schools. And try and bring some of those things. Sheikh Mohsin Qarati used to draw everything on the board and say, these are the things. I was looking at the efforts of the two sisters, their sister Asma, sister Shahwa, at the back. Believe me, it is extremely attractive. Atullah B. Azar Shirazi in Iran is also doing something similar. So he takes our pictures, this and that, you know. The Holy Quran mentions something, bring a picture and says, analyze, look at the verse, look at the pictures. Younger children associate better with sight, visual. It has to be visual. It has to be visual. If it is not visual, they cannot understand just words, because they speak very late, they don't understand, they don't comprehend. Even big words are more complicated. Quran is all big words. You need to have simple translations. Okay? Thank you very much for bearing with me for such a long time. Wa akhira da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Salaam.